Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk hip hop. Hip hop is dead. If you don't believe me, just turn on the radio. Listen to any radio station, and you'll know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that as far as on the popular airwaves, hip-hop is dead. Welcome to TLE News, TLE TV, TLE Radio. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni, a.k.a. The Real Stevie B. This is The Lyrical Elitist. If you're listening in on our Blog Talk Radio channel, this is TLE Radio. Again, welcome. I am your host, Hassan Labdouni, a.k.a. The Real Stevie B. And this one is going to be short, sweet, and simple. We're going to keep it straight, sweet and to the point. Short and to the point, or however that phrase goes. I don't remember. But anyway, we're just going to keep it simple. And simply put, is the other day I was watching a video, and I don't even remember the video at this point in time, but one point did stick out in that video that made me jot an idea down. And that idea is criticizing hip-hop does not stop the evolution of hip-hop. So we're going to talk about the evolution or the de-evolution of hip-hop. Now, to say that criticizing hip-hop is going to keep it from evolving is like saying all the customer service surveys, all the feedback, all the get your opinion questions and stuff that people put out there to get your responses and your feedback will not change a thing. That means there would be no need to innovate, no need to make things better, because there's no criticisms to say that, oh, well, maybe you could do something like this, or maybe you could do something like that. For example, if the caveman stuck with a square wheel and got no criticism, we'd probably all be jostling around on these roads tearing up concrete as we know it. But because criticisms told whoever came up with the wheel that, hey, make it smooth, make it round, and it'll go better, it'll roll better, that was called criticism. Steve Jobs didn't get any criticism, do you think he'd be where he's at today? If Richard Branson did not receive criticism, do you think he'd be where he's at today? Criticism is needed. Criticism is an essential function, essential part of life. And criticism is just needed in every aspect of our lives. But there's a difference between criticism when it's malicious and constructive criticism. Now, when it comes to hip-hop, if you say anything against hip-hop because of the Negro mentality, it's automatically not constructive. It is malicious. Just to disagree is being malicious. Disagreeing in the black community is a malicious offense. If you disagree, you automatically deserve some level of physical pain or death. Why is there such an extreme? Why can't we criticize without having to kill one another? Why can't we criticize without having to hurt physically or financially one another? It's ridiculous. Criticism helps make things better. Criticism helps refine things. The pressure that's put on coal, that pressure is called criticism. It's that criticism that turns coal into a diamond. But yeah, we don't want to take criticism. Well, hip-hop needs criticism, because if hip-hop is left unchecked, it'll continue to devolve the way it has into mumble rap, and next thing you know, it'll just be grunts. Grunts and Peter Griffin trying to say the whole alphabet in one yelp. Remember that episode of Peter Griffin trying to say, oh, I can do the alphabet in one yelp. Bah! I think that was Peter Griffin. I believe it was Family Guy. But we need criticism. Hip-hop needs criticism. Hip-hop needs criticism bad. And every time somebody wants to speak out against it, everybody's up in the uproar. Oh, you're an oldie. Oh, you're a hater. And I'm going to tell you right now, yeah, I'm an oldie. I'm not even going to front with you. I'm an oldie, and I'm not ashamed about it. And I know even back then we had our crappy music, too. I know that we had our crappy music back then. I'm not going to act like we didn't, but at least back then there was more of a balance of music to be able to choose from as opposed to today. There's more of a balance. I mean, that's just a simple fact. So now, because there's less of a balance today and only a certain portrayal of the type of music that is considered hip-hop is being portrayed, all those that aspire to be entertainers, to be involved in the industry, and to be involved in the genre of hip-hop feel, well, this is what's being heralded, this is what's being promoted, this is what's being lifted up, so this is what we should aspire our rap to be. And apparently this has not been recording, so the audio is going to be messed up, but I'm not going to start over. I'm just going to keep talking, and we're just going to go what we have there, and hopefully I have enough over here as well to try to piece something together and make it sound okay for the playback. But for those listening live, you're still good to go. There's no changes there. But anyway, it's like criticizing hip-hop. We're not gonna say hip hop is above criticism. I refuse to say that. It is not. If battle rap, rappers criticizing each other. Iron sharpen iron. Criticism helps you sharpen your sword, sharpen your tool. That's what criticism is for. Criticism is not for destruction and destroying, but you know people use it that way. That's like with anything else. I'll put it like this. Inanimate objects are neither good nor evil. It is up to the hands of the person that has power over it to decide whether to use it for good or evil. Such as the case of guns. A gun by itself laying on a table is neither good nor evil. It has the power to kill, indeed. It has the power to save, indeed. But as it sits there on the table, by itself, with nobody manipulating or touching it, it has no influence on anything whatsoever. It is up to a person to grab the gun and either use it for good or use it for evil. Catch my drift? Same thing goes with criticism. Criticism can be good. Criticism can be bad. It's up to that person who's using it to use it properly. So, when you say that criticizing hip-hop is going to keep it from evolving, that means you only focus on one form of criticism, and that's negative criticism, unless you just say that all criticism is just negative, period. Are we saying that all criticism is negative, no matter how constructive it may be? If it's say, oh, say this instead of that, or do this instead of that, or maybe you want to change the concept here, oh, I'm hating, blah, blah, blah. We're not trying to keep hip-hop from evolving, but we want it to grow, not wither away. What happened to lyricism? What happened to wordplay? What happened to saying something as opposed to mumbling something? What happened to enunciating? We as black people already have a bad rap when it comes to enunciating our words, speaking properly, speaking clearly, being able to convey our message through verbal cues. We already have that bad rap. No matter how loquacious you may be, no matter how verbose you may be, because of that reputation, that'll be the first impression, first thought that comes to someone's head before you open your mouth and spit something. Now, as a rapper, and then you know how many rappers hate to be called rappers because of the bad reputation of rappers and the bad imagery of rappers? They're like, oh, I'm not a rapper. I'm an entertainer. I'm an artist. I'm this. Nobody wants to be called Nobody smart wants to be called a rapper anymore. Before, that used to be something that you want to aspire to, but you don't want to be called a rapper. Not unless you listen in to Migos. Not unless that's your go-to, you know. Not unless you listen in to Kodak Black. People like that. Extension or whatever his foolish name is. Lil Yachty 20... 21 Savage or whatever. I mean, come on, man. There's a lot of mumble rap, a lot of crap rap out there, and honestly, we shouldn't even lump that into the genre of hip-hop. Let's keep a separation between hip-hop and rap if we're going to talk about it. But at the end of the day, Criticizing hip-hop will not keep it from evolving. Criticizing hip-hop, especially constructive criticism, will help for it to grow, will help refine it, will help make it better, will help shine it up and polish it. Because guess what? While we're listening to crap rap, they got logic. They got other white rappers who are replacing our rappers, which their kids are going after. And it's like, oh, these cats got a message. These cats can spit. These cats got wordplay. These cats are lyricists. While these niggas just talk about nigga shit. Anyway, I'm your host, Hassan Lab Dooney, a.k.a. The Real Stevie B. This has been The Lyrical Elitist, TLE TV, TLE News. Once again, if you listen on Blog Talk Radio, this has been TLE Radio. Let's not forget, criticism is needed, folks. That's the way of the world. That's the way of improvement. That's the way of progress. Through criticism. Good day, good night, so on.
Now another baby cry, cause he watched his daddy die. How come we so numb to the pain. How could I swear that we broke in the chain? Get the sunshine, but they only see rain. With so much loss, man, what can we gain? Let's take kids in riots. We ain't living, we surviving. Ain't going down without fighting, so I'll just say bring the violence. Crew.
Flexing up this boots, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up in suits, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. Lacing up them boots, if you want a nigga, come get it then.